This is a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. Go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, every Sunday morning, 9 at 9:30 a.m. on your AM dial, 3CM Community Radio, and we'll hand it over to the brothers here. We've got
3CR.
Oh, sorry, 854. Mate. Don't you make a mistake. We've got three trees there having a look at this.
Morning, everybody. How are we?
And the woodpecker.
Morning, everyone.
How are we all?
Yeah, good.
We're full of beans, ready to go.
Are you?
Let's get the show on the road.
All right, let's get it happening.
Someone wants to shake the rest of the crew, so.
Well, let's start. I'll tell you, we'll start off on the Westgate Memorial on Wednesday just past. Unbelievable turn up there. There was, I reckon, 400 people there.
Easy.
I was going to say 500. Yeah. 500. Unbelievable turn up.
It was great to see all the young and old and the.
Well, I was about to say that there probably could be some more young than that. But anyway, it was a great turn up and seeing all the old blokes there and their families and all the tragedy they've been through over the years. And I reckon we could maybe get a few more young people there to carry it on, because this will be going for another 100 years, hopefully, you know, remembering the worst tragedy in the construction industry of all times, 35 deaths, and we don't want it to happen again.
Yeah. Oh, and... Well, a shout out to that whole committee that does that every year and organises all that, you know, and, you know.
Tommy Watson and
Danny Gardner.
Yeah, we'll
There's a few on the committee. And
Paddy.
There's a few on the committee. I think young Dave Secker's on there as well.
Dave Secker, yeah, that's right. Well done.
There's a few, but a shout out to all them, you know. It takes a bit of work and... It's a tragedy when you look at that, when you stand there and you're hearing the stories and you see the blokes, they catch up every year and, you know, like, you forget how many, that's 35 workers like, do what we do for a living, died at work, you know what I mean? And then the boys that had to do their own rescue and all that, and then...
And get sacked 2 days later.
Get sacked 2 days later. And then the state put a pull up around the whole of Australia, and then because the engineers were getting paid more money than the labourers. It's a bloody joke.
But. It was great to see Johnny Secker there too. His father, Bob, rode the bridge down and survived. So a lot of history of the union. And that's where safety started from there on. A lot of those guys ended up being officials and safety officers for the union.
Shout out to Warren too. Warren's boat, mate.
Great speech.
He nailed it.
But like I did say to Warren, I said, listen, I heard you were speaking. We've just got pulling in the rec air light towers just in case it goes a bit long, you know. But he wasn't too bad.
it was a very precise, to the point speech. He done very good.
It was fortunate he had to do it before the minute silence, otherwise he would have kept going.
Yeah. But like you said.
They put that deadline time on him.
But like you said about the whole thing about, you know, they did their own rescue. A lot of people don't know that, that there was no rescues.
There was no rescue.
Fire rescue and all you talk about today. There was none of that. It was the actual workers went in and recovered everybody.
No SES, no nothing. The men had to recover their own workmates.
Yeah.
And speaking of Danny Gardner, I know 35 people died on the bridge, but back then it wasn't talked about like PTSD or any of that, and a lot of the blokes, you know.
There was no mental health.
A lot of the blokes probably, you know, weren't the best after it, you know.
And then it was triple that with the kids that didn't have a dad anymore.
Yeah.
And seeing the families up the front, you know, the sons and daughters and the grandkids and the grandkids and all that sort of it's pretty sad, isn't it?
It's very sad because you can see it's still emotional, it's still raw in their minds, and rightly so, it would be. You know what I mean? Yeah. Your grandfather, you probably never got to meet him or something. You know what I mean? That would bring a tear to your eye, you know?
But I think everyone was very happy. The way that I think the old blokes went down the Pirate, the pub, and they had a few drinks down there and a few old stories. That's what it's about. So, look, you know, it's just a great memorial thing for us to remember it and never, ever forget it, because those things, you know, 35 lives, you know, we just hope it never, ever, ever happens again. But we'll keep it going for as long as we're alive. Yeah,
it was a great turnout down the Pirates Tavern afterwards. And it's like you say, it's sad that it takes something like that to bring everybody together, you know what I mean? Because there's some great heads there, you know, Craig Johnson and all that there. You know what I mean?
Did you notice how many Concrete Gang T-shirts were there?
Heaps.
Unbelievable.
Heaps.
So it's great. And the thing we've got to remember is, with the 3CR, we can, for the old blokes that aren't very good on the phones or computers or whatever, you can always ring in the union, ring the Concrete Gang. If someone's passed away or someone needs help, let us know. We can shout out, or we can also tell people's if someone's passed away, the funeral directions and all that sort of thing, and get it done. So there's always that last channel. I mean, a lot of old blokes do have trouble with computers. Not just the old blokes, you blokes do too. But anyway, so we're always there to help, especially the old brothers and sisters. So
also a big shout out to the Brute Junior on the bagpipes. He did a great job.
He did.
Took him a bit to get going.
I think he kicked shit out of his bagpipes after that.
I watched him play, and I was getting out of breath looking at him playing it. I'm going, how does he do this?
Some blokes called the RSPCA. I thought someone was killing the cat out of the back. He was stomping on it, kicking it. You know, he just couldn't kick it in the guts. But it ended up fantastic. That's what makes those sort of days, you know.
I wouldn't have it in me to get up there and do that.
Yeah.
You've got enough air in you.
You reckon? Always with the snidey little comments, the woodpecker.
Yeah, the woodpecker. Listen, we'll get all the sort of sad stuff out of the way. And even before that, we've had two suicides in the industry. Very sad. And look, we've got a report. They are the facts.
We had a suicide of one of the young fellas, very young as well. He was in his early 20s.
24.
He committed suicide on, he works for Form 700, so he was in on one of the city jobs. All the boys were talking to him, apparently didn't see any difference in his personality, and then they just got the news that he'd done himself in, which it broke a lot of the boys that worked with him. And then, unfortunately, 2 weeks ago, or it was less, one of the young fellas at CIG, one of the civil former mobs, he's committed suicide as well. It just seems to be like an epidemic that we can't stop. But if there's anything you can do, just get around everybody, you know what I mean? If you think someone's having a shit day, or if you're having a shit day, speak up, you know what I mean?
And the thing is, we were talking about this earlier, about we never heard, when the days of the Westgate, we never heard of people having all these suicides. Or maybe they happened and we didn't hear about them. I don't know. But it's a terrible, terrible, tragic thing. And also there was a report on that poor one of our members and his family that house caught fire. And him and his son are still in ICU. And in terrible in conditions, and we're having the pull up for them. So next week we'll get the details. So anyone wants to donate, and we'll give the details. But look, it's just it's a shocking way to start the show, I know, but it's just the facts of life, and this is what we're dealing with day in, day out.
The reality is, if we don't highlight it, you know, people won't talk about it. So if we highlight it, hopefully someone will talk to it and speak up.
If you're working with a workmate who is, you think's going a bit under the weather, ring the union, because we got counsellors and all that sort of stuff, and You know, also Inklink, like if you've got someone you think you're a bit, you might have a few questions on how to approach it, ring up, you know what I mean? You know, nothing worse than not asking the question if you're thinking it, you know
bloody
what I mean?
Else.
Like, just to keep an eye on your workmates, because the only one that really cares about us is each other, you know?
Mm. All right. Okay, let's get move on. Leave Plus.
Leave Plus.
It's a big rush on.
Yeah, obviously, leading up to Christmas, you know, if you want to take your long service, you've got to get your forms in before the 7th of November. You can put it in later, but to be guaranteed to get it, you need to have it in by the 7th of November. It just takes so long to process and all that.
So that's long service leave for the people who don't realise they've changed their name. Yeah. Why'd they do that? Just that? Did they owe money or something? Did they? All, that's what they normally do.
It's been like that for the last 18 months.
Yeah, I realise that, but I don't know why they'd do that. But
anyway, so get your forms in. Obviously, it's get them in so you don't miss out.
The earlier the better. You don't have to wait till the 7th of November.
Get it quick so there's not a rush, you know.
Yeah, we had the delegates meeting yesterday. It was a great turn up, although we had half the roads around the nurses' emporium there were all shut down because they're putting new rail train tracks in. So that made it a bit difficult. But anyway, everyone still got there eventually. And one thing we better let you know now, next delegates meeting, if you haven't got your delegates passed, you will not get in. I don't care who you are, whether whoever you are, won't get in. Yeah. Because week after week we've said this and blokes still don't bring their passes. So if you get there next week and get turned away, don't spit the dummy because that's what's happening.
They're the rules.
Yeah. All right, so on the delegates meeting, it was good turn up. Had a few good debates about things there. We had a report back in the EBAs are still flying. We're over 800.
Yep. Leading into, and we're still trying to hit that target 1,000, but we're at 800, and I think we're just smashing into all the clatters at the moment. And I think the Thailand EBA has just been rolled out as well.
Yeah, and it's starting to get. If you haven't got an agreement now, we might not want to give you one. So bad luck, you know.
And that's right, because it's getting to the point where we're coming across people who have played up in the past, and they're asking for agreements. And you look at their compliances, and they've ripped the boys off in the past, and that's just a no-no from us. You know what I mean?
And even if you haven't had an EBA, it doesn't mean you're not paying super or annual leave. Long service.
If you've still got the current agreement, you've got to keep paying all that stuff. Yeah. And some of like this Sparrow said, some of these companies, a lot of these companies, we've knocked back for EBAs too. Yeah. Like if you haven't been paying compliance, you haven't been doing that, they've been knocked back.
Yeah. Like I was dealing with a company not too long ago there, and they were talking about, look, we are paying super. And then when we got into the business end of it, he was paying the different super fund that didn't cover the boys.
His own
no
one.
There was no insurances on the job.
Was it his own
to his credit, he goes, I'm paying it. He goes, it's just they want it in these funds. And then when you speak to the boys about it, they're like, oh, we get a better deal with this fund. And just like, but when you look at it, it doesn't cover you for the high risk work. Yes, they'll cover you. They'll say they'll cover you. But if you have an accident on site, it goes back. Well, now you're in a high risk environment. You're not an office worker. You're not, you know, someone who works in a post office or something. You're, you know, no disrespect to the post office workers.
No. You're not covered.
It's just you're not covered. So one thing to be mindful.
The other scam years ago, a lot of these bosses had their own super fund. I mean, own super fund. And they were paying into that. Like, how was that going to end up? That wasn't always going to end up in tears, was it? Jeez.
A bit short this month. We'll take your wages out of your super.
We'll reinvest your wages.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, with CBUS too, they invest in the building industry, which is, you know, creates jobs for us.
Back into it.
And all the shop stewards also got put on notice about the super, making sure everyone's getting the 12.5% as you should on your travels and fares and all the allowances.
And we can check who's been logged in to do the compliance checks and not now. Yeah. So if the stewards haven't been doing it, they'll be pulled up on.
Well, it doesn't stop them looking at their own either. I can't understand why they don't do that. Because that's their life, savings for when they retire. They should be checking themselves, you know. Sometimes it's too late. Once they've left him and the bloke's gone and he's you know, it's hard to chase up. So
a lot of the time, that's when they bring up an issue when they've left their boss. So by the way, he wasn't doing this. Well, it's harder to get the money back when you're not working for him.
And plus, if the boss goes broke, the super's not part of the guarantee with the government either. So you lose it. You know.
And with super, when you hear, it's funny, the media beating them up lately. They wouldn't be beating them up if they weren't doing the right thing, doing a good job. You got all these other super funds that rip off every people and all that there, and certain people have their fingers in the pot, you know what I mean? But CBUS is doing fantastic, so the media are just beating them up because they're associated with construction workers, you know what I mean?
Very dodgy. All right, now, but talking about dodgy, we're going to cut to Campo. What do you got for his musical director?
Westgate, Mark Seymour.
Oh, yeah.
There it was.
Mark Seymour. What a mate, great song.
Great song, that. Beautiful song. As I said during the break, they did it in the studio live once. It was tremendous, and he's a tremendous supporter of the union. We should get him back in one day. And talk about supporters of the union and jobs that we give people. We're our draft officer. We had a special draft officer, didn't we, boys? A bloke that studied the draft and drove us all mad. We had to hear about the draft, and on the last day of the draft, when the most, you know, the crucial day when all the decisions are made, our draft officer threw the towel in and said, I'm over the draft.
I'm done with the draft.
I'm done.
No, you're incorrect.
We haven't finished our report yet.
The draft hasn't started. We were talking about the free agency period and the contract where you can move. The draft hasn't started. I'm on the draft. I'm just over the free agency part.
So it's all getting technical now.
Tell you what,
we're in serious strife.
We don't care how you want to dress it up, mate. You threw the towel in at the crucial time. Is that right?
Well, not as bad as buddy Zach Merritt's buddy manager.
Oh, didn't he have a sook?
Anyway, we'll be looking at the new draft office for next year. We want someone there at the crucial time when the crunch is on.
I recommend Skinny.
He'll study it.
He'll be looking at that next week.
You pick all his drafts and just put a line for them all. Yep.
His glasses with one lens in.
Yeah. One eye looking at his.
But they're only half price.
They're only half price, yeah.
Yeah, they're cheap.
He's trying to see it with his glasses on his head.
I can see it. I just can't read my own writing. Willie, our good man, Willie. I don't know if it sounds a bit derogative, but we don't mean that. We're going to play a song later from the. Credence Clearwater of Otter. It's got Willie and the Poor Boys. And that's what Willie does. He runs around with his brothers and sisters and helps out people with feeding the poor and helping people clean up their joints, the homeless and all that. And the union's thrown in bought the boys a new travelling van. We should have paid travelling.
Yeah,
all these songs for the boys to get around the jobs. They do a great job. So a special shout out to Willie and the boys. And we'll be playing that track later for your gang, Willie. So when you're chopping away and working hard for the people, you know, the homeless and all that, you can play that in the background, mate. But we do appreciate the work that you and your gang do. It's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, and obviously a shout-out to all the boys at Pacifica who do that. And all the shoppies that are organising food on the job, you know. You can donate food on the job and they'll come and pick it up. That's why they got the van, so good on them.
Marty Murphy reported yesterday on a shocking accident down in Geelong.
Yeah, the old Fox Terrier was give a great, sort of great report back on a really terrible tragedy, I guess. So we had one of our workers, a member, Sam, down there. He was electrocuted. He's a dogman working for Quinlan's. Just a shout out to him as well and best wishes, because he's got a big road in front of him for the road to recovery, and he basically was electrocuted and came into touch with power lines, and he's got a lot of surgeries required, skin grafts, stuff like that there. So he's got a big road ahead of him. But Marty nailed it on the head by saying, sometimes it takes something like this here for us to all look at the bigger picture, working close high voltage lines like that there. No. And like Tommy Watson and the boys were saying there during the Westgate, if it doesn't look right, it's don't do it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Pull up. So best wishes to Sam, brother. We're thinking about you, mate.
Yeah, and but Marty's done a good job there, mate. Well done. And we'll probably get him in and explain that next week, a bit more time. And as we promised, we're going to do one of our great mate, Georgie Despard, who passed away a couple of weeks ago, and a great send-off they gave Georgie. And we've got his book of poems here, and the woodpecker's going to get one of his favourites out, The Dirty Herald, or the current bum we used to call it, The Sun.
Yeah, The Dirty Herald. What a disgusting rag. You wouldn't think they'd brag about the truth or justice. Their headline truly disgusts us. Of course they like fair play when it's all their own way. They've never praised the strike, not even to this day. Their editor, of course, has a mouth as big as a horse. If he'd been a tout, they'd throw him off the course. Lies and slander is his go, and from his pen they flow in a venomous, ugly torrent that no worker should ever warrant. He's never worked on a building site, he's never had the sack, and all this bludger can do is totally obscure the facts. He writes nothing of the widows and children when hearts filled with pain, they hear the news that he won't be home. Again, the Dirty Herald, we call it, they've really earned the tag of the world's very worst disgusting dirty rag.
Fantastic. Well done, mate. Well done.
Well done.
And that's and as you said in the way in, pet woodpecker, it's sort of current today, isn't it?
I know.
When we talk about the Westgate Bridge and all the accidents and stuff, they don't want to talk about what the tragedy, but all the mess it leaves behind. You know, the families that are broken up and kids, and it's shocking. But I think I'll see Georgie. He's like a crystal ball. Yeah. I think old brother George.
What was true then is true now.
We're still fighting the same battles.
Yeah. Yeah.
The struggle continues.
All right, we're just about done, so we better slip through the scullywares. We've got John Hollands. I can't read the other one. CPB.
Spike Rebuild.
Jackie Felgate.
Yep.
And Suki Lala's. We've got
Zach Barrett.
And Hawthorne.
Oh, there's a few Carlton supporters talking about losing old Charlie.
Well, I think we'll go with what about Jackie
Felgate? Yeah, she was having another whinge about us last week.
She's
again.
A horrible person,
and then, and look, we just talk about the Westgate tragedy. We actually were at the Westgate trying to improve safety, and she's talking about how we're costing everyone money.
No.
Don't worry about it when someone dies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah,
pretty ordinary. And Suki Lala. I reckon Zach Merritt.
Zach Merritt.
Couldn't get to where he wanted to go. Now
no solidarity there.
I think he's been sold the dream by his
manager. Look, it's been a good show. We've got a bit too. We've got a bit more news coming up next week. So thank you for listening. We'll go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
And if you don't fight,
you lose.
It's good morning from the Concrete Gang. We're going out with
Cretans down on the corner.
Got this for Willie and the Poor Boys.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.